Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump took to the road on Friday, where he delivered a pep talk to workers in the state of South Carolina. He was on hand to see Boeing show off its new Dreamliner aircraft.
This plane, as you know, was built right here in the great state of South Carolina. Our goal as a nation must be to rely less on imports and more on products made here in the USA.
Meantime, Mr. Trump is still trying to stabilize his national security team. On Monday, he demanded the resignation of National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, following revelations that Flynn had misled Vice President Mike Pence about Flynn's contacts with Russia. Mr. Trump's first choice to replace Flynn, retired Vice Admiral Robert Harward, turned down the offer. The White House now says that Mr. Trump might interview national security candidates through the weekend. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis told European allies that American security is tied to that of Europe, describing NATO's principles of collective defense as a bedrock commitment.
President Trump came into office and has thrown now his full support to NATO. He, too, espouses NATO's need to adapt to today's strategic situation for it to remain credible, capable, and relevant.
He made those comments at the Munich Security Conference. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has raised the need to, in his words, create a level playing field for trade and investment. That happened in his first meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Both met for about an hour on the sidelines of a meeting of foreign ministers of the G20 top economies in Bonn, Germany. This is VOA News. United Nations aid agencies are warning they have a two-month window of opportunity in drought-stricken Somalia in which to increase emergency assistance for millions of people in order to avert a catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations estimates half of Somalia's population, or 6.2 million people, are threatened by the drought which is spreading from the hard-hit northern regions. Over the past week, representatives of the World Food Program and the UN Children's Fund visited some of the worst affected areas in the northern Puntland region. They describe scenes of utter devastation where people have reached the limit of their abilities to cope. Nearly 260,000 people, half of them children under five, died during the famine in Somalia between 2010 and 2012. UNICEF projects the number of severely malnourished children in Somalia could reach 270,000 over the coming months. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Oldest Muslim organization in the United States held its seventh annual so-called Day on the Hill, a series of meetings with lawmakers. The goal for the Ahmadiyya Muslim Community USA was to discuss religious freedom, civil rights, and national security, with an added emphasis on getting across the message that most Muslims are peaceful. This comes as President Trump attempts to halt immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. New Zealand and Australia have reaffirmed their commitment to strengthening bilateral ties when the country's two prime ministers met in Queenstown. Speaking at a news conference, both Bill English, the New Zealand Prime Minister, and Malcolm Turnbull, the Australian Prime Minister, said they continue to support the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the TPP, despite the United States' withdrawal from that agreement. Here is Prime Minister English.
Malcolm and I are both focused on regional trade and the opportunities that free trade agreements represent. We're focused on finding ways to take the TPP forward now that the United States has withdrawn.
Prime Minister Turnbull says he had a frank and forthright discussion, several phone calls with U.S. President Donald Trump over the TPP. He called the exchanges constructive. Bob Michael, a highly thought-of U.S. member of Congress from the state of Illinois who served as leader of the House Republicans and was also known for being a skilled compromiser, died on Friday. He was 93. Michael was born in 1923, served in World War II in Europe, reaching an accomplishment there, receiving a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star.
That's the latest world news from VOA.